The U.S. warship that was the first to launch cruise missiles into Afghanistan is now back in home port. San Diego residents gave crew members of the USS John Paul Jones a hero's welcome yesterday. The destroyer was on a routine six-month deployment when the September 11th attacks changed its mission dramatically. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
With more than 50 naval ships homeported in San Diego, military arrivals and departures are usually a routine and unnoticed event. But yesterday, it was different. On a chilly and breezy afternoon, several hundred family members waited at a naval station pier for the John Paul Jones to return from a most unusual deployment. Carla Armstead was anxiously scanning the harbor for the 500-foot-long ship. She says her non-military friends are talking about her husband, who's an operations specialist on board, like a hero.
I've had people ask me if I could get his autograph, anything that pertains to the Navy or even specifically the John Paul Jones. They want an autograph. They want things to remember military men and women.
The John Paul Jones has a crew of 340 men, and the ship is the Navy's newest and most powerful guided missile destroyer. As it rounded the pier and came into view, the crowd, full of flag-waving wives, moms, dads, and kids, erupted.
Oh, I can see it! There it is, Tommy!
Oh, I see it!
After the destroyer docked, the sailors, dressed in their formal navy blue uniforms, dashed off the ship. Petty Officer Doug Brassey says the deployment was challenging. The 21-year-old says he learned a lot about himself.
It's given me a lot more pride in what I do and us as a country in a whole. Just emphasizes how great we are as a country. It really makes you appreciate what you have a lot more.
But Edwin, a communications ensign who didn't want his last name used, says like many Americans, he had difficulty coping with what happened on September 11th. This was his fourth deployment and by far the hardest.
Actually, I felt an unbearable amount of sadness. I was at a loss. I didn't know what to do. You know, it's our job to be out there, so we gave it our all and we took care of it.
Fire controlman Kevin Kramer says after the terrorist attacks, the mood on board changed. He says when they began firing the missiles into Afghanistan in October, night after night, it was almost surreal.
It was very somber, very quiet. Everybody was ready to do business and professional about it. There was no high-fiving or any of that. I wish we didn't have to do what we did, but we're not the ones that started the war.
The war is having a noticeable change in how the Navy handles ship arrivals and departures. Last week, the Navy's Pacific Fleet implemented sweeping new changes. All deployments, ship movements, and routine training are now classified. Family members from the John Paul Jones were given just a one-day warning that the destroyer was returning. Navy Commander Rob Newell says they're just trying to keep military personnel safe.
It's not business as usual anymore, and it's all part of the war on terrorism and kind of changing the way we operate is a part of that.
The John Paul Jones isn't supposed to go out on its next deployment for 18 months, but the ship's skipper says his crew is ready to leave, if necessary, within weeks. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.